Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we begin a new series looking at the Christian in the workplace, and we begin by looking at the topic of intimidation. We think about the word intimidation, we know there are those today in the workplace, as well as other places, who use this tactic to keep people quiet and also to keep people maybe in fear of speaking up in relation to any topic. But this is also true when it comes to those who are followers of God. Notice with me, if you will, Nehemiah 6, verses 12 and 13. Here the Bible says, "Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobah and Sanballat had hired him. For this reason he was hired, that I should be afraid and act that way in sin, so that they might have cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me." We see here a clear case of intimidation. And we think about this, we know there are those today in the workplace who use this tactic. But as a Christian, we cannot be intimidated by others and allow that to keep us from standing for the truth and from being a faithful follower of God. Let us not be intimidated, and let us remain a faithful and good example of a Christian in the workplace.
We praise thee, O God.